This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today. It's Monday, December 3rd, 2018. We're right at the bottom of the hour. My guest now is UAS Ceramics Professor Jeremy Kane, and we're going to talk about their art show that happens this Friday as part of the big First Friday Gallery Walk in December, and then a pottery sale that happens throughout the weekend out at the university. Jeremy, welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Hey, Scott. Thank you.
All right. So this is an annual thing for you and your students. And
biannual, actually. Yep.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, the pottery sale is biannual? Yes. And the gallery walk thing is an annual thing.
Very cool. Tell us about some of the things. This is at the Baranoff this Friday, right?
Yes. Yes. We're having an opening for, you know, it's the humanities department and our student efforts, you know. And so what we're doing is just kind of highlighting the things that we've been working on for the past semester. We will have examples from the outdoor studies program. We have a new Northwest Coast faculty member, Wayne Price. He's been a really great addition to our faculty. In addition to that, we have things such as the outdoor studies program. We have Title Echoes and, of course, the UAS art affiliates, myself and Wayne Price and also Chris Taylor will be hosting work of their students, and so it should be overall a pretty exciting night at the Baranoff.
Yeah, a lot of participating artists and a lot going on there. So this is like the whole humanities department display of art.
Sure. Ideally, a lot of visual stimulation along with being able to come to the Baranoff and speak with faculty members potentially about classes next semester and, you know, focusing on the arts.
Almost an open house, an art,
yeah.
Open art house, yep. Downtown at the Baranoff. What time should people get there?
Between 4 and 7:30, probably there till 8, I imagine. But it's usually heavily trafficked, and it's usually a piano player, and it's a nice place to be.
Being the ceramics professor out there, you sent me a few images, which I've put up on our website at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And I don't know, let's start with this one. There's this beautiful plate. It has a squirrel on the inside. One of your students made this?
Yes. That is Adrienne Hunterbrink, and she is currently working on a body of work to establish a master's in fine arts. So as we speak, she's taking pictures and applying to graduate programs, and that's a piece of the work that she may or may not be applying with. And, you know, kind of reference woodblock printing. It's a kind of a relief surface on porcelain. And her work's really been coming along, and she's been a good leader in the studio too.
All right. Let's take a look at this. Is that what you call a jar?
It is, yeah, a lidded jar. And that was an assignment I gave to my advanced students. And that's Nancy's lidded jar, and that's kind of referencing a Japanese potter named Soji Hamada. And he was a national living treasure of Japan. And very infamous potter and kind of also as part of bringing ceramics to the United States.
And so these pieces will be on display at the Baranoff or?
At the Baranoff.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then pieces similar or pieces that, you know, the pottery sale is not so much about students making money. It's about celebrating the growth along the way and being able to kind of see the mistakes. You know, if you take it to the Japanese culture, which we're looking at with that jar, it's the, you know, the wabi sabi, and it's kind of you know, it's all about the subtleties and just kind of the simplicities of the material and letting it speak for itself.
So after we come visit with all of you on Friday night from 4:30 to 7 at the Baranoff, then we should go out to the university. It's on Saturday and Sunday, is that right?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, it is. Okay,
yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
So what time does that start?
That's going to be Friday morning at 10 a.m. and Saturday at 10 a.m., and it's hosted in the ceramic studio, which is in the Sobolov building, 106, right down by the lake. And so the pottery sale is a semi-annual thing that goes to support visiting artists. We've had over 20 visiting artists since I've come here 15 years ago, maybe more than that. And this money goes towards that and also purchasing wood to fire wood kilns and salt kilns and things like that at the university.
Great place to get holiday gifts.
Saving fingers is how I look at it.
Tell us about some of these cups. Wait, let me back up here. Yeah. Can you see those?
Yeah, that is Adrienne again, and she's using a porcelain surface on those cups with a simple black slip. And a slip is essentially just a watered-down clay of a different color. And so she's adding the black and then
reducing that and bringing it back to white. And she has a nice glaze on the outside. And those cups, I think she took pictures of those just recently. And I think that's part of her body of work that she's going to be using, again, to apply for a master's degree.
And that one, Adrian?
Yes.
All right. So you've probably known Adrian for a long time as a UAS you know, ceramics professor.
Yes.
Watching a student come in, learning how to wedge clay, and then producing beautiful cups, functional cups like these, how's that feel for you?
It's good. It's nice. It's good work. It's hard work. It takes a long time. It's all about the subtleties and kind of going through thick and thin along the way. But you have to be able to have enough patience and passion and confidence to make enough work to say that you're always ready to keep moving on rather than being stagnant, I suppose.
If somebody wanted to become, one of our listeners wanted to become part of the UAS ceramics community, take one of your classes.
Sure.
When's a good time? Is the fall the best time to jump in?
Well, there's quite a few options. We're doing a special class on January 12th, which is hosted by the provost's office and the chancellor's office. And it's basically a class. It's a crash course in ceramics that I'll be teaching with a few students, and it's art and wine is what we call it. And that would be a good chance to kind of come out and see the shop and really kind of get your hands in some clay. The other thing is, obviously, I'm teaching three ceramics classes next semester, which would be a beginning ceramics 201 and also art 301, which is intermediate ceramics, and 401. So those are offered Wednesday and Thursday, and then I do have a Saturday class nowadays, which is kind of unique, but it's been kind of filling the gaps and kind of keeping things flowing.
When's the art and wine again?
January 12th. Okay. I think it's from 12 to 3 in the afternoon. I believe that's a Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. And it's in the planning right now, but it's going to be a class. I think last time there was about 15 to 20 people there, and it was a lot of fun.
You should come back and remind us about that one before it happens.
Sure.
But in the meantime, you can meet Jeremy Kane, his students, ceramic students, on Friday at 10 a.m. out at UAS for the ceramic sale. And then Friday night, the whole humanities team and students down at the Baranoff from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Sounds like a lot of fun. And then again, ceramic sale on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Back out at UAS,
yep.
10 a.m. All right, Jeremy Kane, it's been great having you on the show. You can see all those images at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. Anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to add?
Boy, I think you got it dialed, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Junior.
Is only a blank space in my hallway, on the wallway, between the hangings of paintings of lonely. It ain't lonely at all. Hilly art mobs out tonight. Hilly art mobs out tonight. I'll look.